From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama announced today that he had reached an agreement on global warming with many of the world's leaders. The announcement caps two tense weeks of negotiations in Copenhagen. The deal has not been formally approved by the 193 nations at the conference, and the details of the plan aren't yet public. But the agreement apparently breaks a deadlock that threatened to doom the talks. Joining us from the Copenhagen conference is NPR's science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, President Obama called this a meaningful and unprecedented breakthrough. How meaningful is it? What does it say?
Well, actually, we just got a hold of it. It's a slim three pages. It's much less than the enormous documents being negotiated here throughout the last couple of weeks. It's important to say it's a political declaration. It's not a legally binding treaty. But the main elements are, first, countries will list the actions they are pledging to take to combat global warming, to reduce their emissions. Second, countries agree to share information so the world can judge if they are meeting those commitments. That was a huge sticking point between the U.S. and China that's been resolved here. And third, it sets as a guideline limiting global warming to no more than 2-degree increase over pre-industrial levels. It's a really bare-bones outline. It's important to note that this is not a binding treaty and also that countries get to set their own targets. And, in fact, the president acknowledged that the pledges that have been put on the table to date aren't enough to stop global warming. Here's the president speaking at a news conference tonight.
Now, this progress did not come easily, and we know that this progress alone is not enough. Going forward, we're going to have to build on the momentum that we've established here in Copenhagen to ensure that international action to significantly reduce emissions is sustained and sufficient over time.
Well, Richard, tell us how the meeting finally got to this point tonight after 2 weeks of what seemed to be really bitter fighting there.
Yeah, it's been an amazing couple of weeks. And ministers and secretaries of state were here throughout last night. They were negotiating almost all night. And they were supposed to have a text this morning for presidents and prime ministers to sign, but they just couldn't do it. Mr. Obama arrived, and he was supposed to give a speech, but instead he plunged right into a series of meetings, first with 19 other world leaders, and then he spent some time with China Premier Wen Jiabao, and then more time with world leaders, and just back and forth and back and forth all afternoon. And finally, towards the end of the day, he came out with this document.
Richard, I've been reading reaction from environmental groups calling this a shameful, abject failure, a toothless agreement. What are you hearing there from people about whether this at all meets expectations people had coming in?
Yes, I've certainly read those as well. And I think there are some environmental groups that are more positive about it, actually, considering this could have been a complete disaster. This is at least forward progress to some degree, some argue. Clearly, there were a lot of people who were hoping for a lot more. Small island nations, for example, wanted global warming increase to be limited to 1.5 degrees centigrade, not 2, and that figure is certainly not in this document. Poor nations wanted a huge outpouring of money to help them, and part of this package would create a fund that would eventually provide $100 billion a year for them, which is a lot of money, but not as much as some studies show is needed to help them. And on the other hand, it does seem to reach the compromise between the U.S. and China over openness and transparency, although as we look at the text, it really seems that the U.S. gave up significant ground in its original position to get this deal.
Okay, NPR's Richard Harris at the Climate Summit in Copenhagen. Richard, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.